Psalm 78, Part 1, Preface. The Scriptures, both of the Old and of the New Testament, set before us the punishment of sin and the reward of virtue. By their threats and the examples of punishment narrated in them, the Scriptures urge us to abandon sin, to fear God, and to walk in the obedience of His commandments. By the promises of good and the examples of divine blessings over the pious, the Scriptures persuade us to put our trust in God and cheerfully to praise Him in word and deed. In the field of Moab, beyond Jordan, Moses said unto Israel, "See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil." Deuteronomy 30, verse 15. Since, by our shortcomings, we have deserved punishment, let us seek the grace of God unto the forgiveness of sin in Jesus Christ, in whom we are made meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And being made new creatures through faith in Christ, let us walk as it is becoming the children of God, that grace and not wrath may show forth in us. Of God's threats and punishments, the 78th Psalm speaks. Narration of God's blessings and punishments over Israel. Maskil of Asaph. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, and His strength, and His wonderful works that He hath done. For He established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments, and might not be, as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God, and refused to walk in His law, and forgot His works and His wonders that He had shown them. Marvelous things did He in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea, and caused them to pass through, and He made the waters to stand as a heap. In the daytime also He led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness, and gave them drink as out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock, and caused waters to run down like rivers. And they sinned yet more against Him, by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their heart, by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spake against God. They said, "Can God furnish a table in the wilderness?" Behold, He smote the rock, that the waters gushed out, and that the streams overflowed. Can He give bread also? Can He provide flesh for His people? Therefore the Lord heard this, and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God, and trusted not in His salvation, though He had commanded the clouds from above, and opened the doors of heaven, and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven. Summary. Asaph here urges us to a diligent hearing of God's word and a frequent contemplation of His wonderful works, for thereby we are prompted to fear God, to trust in Him, and to walk piously, occupying the mind with the examples, both of grace and of wrath, recorded in the Scriptures, draws us to forsake the evil, to follow the good, and to practice faith toward God and love toward man. Like works obtain like reward, and a wise man will profit by the examples of others. Hence, Asaph also charges us to transmit the word of God to our children, teaching them to walk in the Lord's ways and to do what is right and good, as the Lord commanded Israel, saying, Take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Deuteronomy 4, verse 9. Parents can bequeath no better treasure to their children than to raise them in the fear of God and to have them instructed in the way of salvation in church and school. The reason why we should daily occupy ourselves with the Word of God and should spare neither labor nor cost to instill it into the minds of our children is because the Word is the instrument through which the Holy Ghost gives the knowledge of Christ, works faith, and prompts to a holy life. To excite us to a diligent study of the Word, Asaph promises to speak in parables and dark sayings of old. Verse 2. From this, it does not follow that the Scriptures are dark. They make wise the simple. But St. Matthew, quoting these words, explains them thus, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Jesus was the master in parables. He fully opened to us the heart of the Father, and he has the tongue of the learned to speak a word in season to him that is weary. My soul, art thou weary? Sit thou at Jesus' feet. Prayer. Thou heavenly dove, Spirit divine, fill our hearts with the love of thy word, and by it create in us the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Endow all parents with wisdom to rear their children in the fear of God, and to bless all our Christian schools, that these folds for Jesus' lambs may prosper and multiply in our land. Amen.